What should the state's legislature's role be in this pandemic? Here to help us answer that question this morning on this Memorial Day is the Majority Leader of our State Assembly, Jim Steinecke, joins us for the State Capitol Report on the morning show. I'm Lee Rayburn, filling in for Kate Archer-Kent, and your questions are welcome at 1-800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org or tweet us at WPR Mornings. Representative Jim Steinecke is a Republican representing Wisconsin's 5th Assembly District, including Kaukauna. It goes north of Appleton and west of Green Bay. State Representative, good morning.
Good morning, Lee. How are you doing?
It's Memorial Day and holiday weekend, so I'm feeling festive, and I see that Outagamie County rescinded its local safer at home order on Friday. Your community testing site, in conjunction with Winnebago and Calumet counties, closed after testing more than 3,000 people. What are you seeing where you are this morning?
Well, what we're seeing is, by and large, as I expected, businesses are slowly reopening. They're taking their time to make sure that they have safety precautions in place. A lot of them had been preparing for this day early on, so some of them were able to open their doors earlier than others. But I've really been impressed by the fact that even though they were allowed to open up their doors right away, a lot of businesses have decided to hold off until they have those plans in place and those precautions in place that can protect the employees and their customers.
I feel like we're in these new social norms where I'm not to wear a mask or not to wear a mask, and the way the looks you get, whichever choice you make. Personally, what precautions have you been taking to stay safe?
I've been trying to follow the CDC guidelines as much as is possible, and especially where stores that are busier and require masks. Obviously, we're wearing masks. I think that there's this perception out there among some that wearing masks is somehow inhibiting their freedom at stores. People have to remember that private stores, private entities have the absolute right to require people to wear masks when they come into their stores. So I would encourage people not to push back against that, because this is an important part of how we're going to do business going forward for a while.
And those are private businesses who have their own choices to make about the safety of their employees?
Absolutely. Same thing. I mean, we're encouraging, just like the administration is, people, businesses to follow the WEDC guidelines that were set out for safely reopening their businesses. I think that's an important part, not only for keeping the people safe, but making people feel secure when they go out and they're shopping in local stores.
Consumer confidence is going to play a role in how we reopen here. And, in your position as the Assembly Majority Leader, what can we do to support consumer confidence in Wisconsin?
I think, the important thing is that we continue to show that businesses are taking those precautions, that it is by and large safe to go out if those precautions are taken, if you're not gathering in large crowds without those safety precautions. So I think the more people start to get out, the more they see that businesses are taking these steps to ensure their safety, I think the more confident people will get. And of course, testing plays a big role in that. As we go forward, as we continue to see the percentage of positive tests either be level or fall off, I think that's going to be important as well.
Assembly Majority Leader Jim Steinecke joining us this morning. And Representative, you supported local public health restrictions following the state Supreme Court order that ended statewide closures. Now those local restrictions are facing court challenges. Do you see any role here for the state legislature to help clarify local control?
Well, I think one thing people misunderstand is the fact that these local, county and local public health departments have had the tools in the toolbox to deal with infectious diseases forever, right? I mean, it goes uncovered because most of these outbreaks with infectious diseases are relatively minor. So now that this is a much more widespread issue, it's obviously getting more coverage, but they do have the ability to put restrictions in place at a local level. What the state Supreme Court said was that they just don't have the ability, and the state doesn't either, to indiscriminately shut down businesses and force healthy people to stay home. And I think that's the line we have to walk.
At the local level as well as the state level?
Absolutely.
Okay. At this time, do you see hospitals across the state with capacity to manage a potential surge in cases if that were to be the case?
Yeah, we've been in constant contact with hospitals. All of our members have been talking to hospitals in their regions. I was on the phone with Northeast Wisconsin Hospitals a little over a week ago now, and they said that no matter when we reopen, they expected a surge in cases, but they said that they were prepared for that surge. We've seen the number of hospitalizations throughout the state, even as the numbers fluctuate for the total positives. The numbers of hospitalizations have remained remarkably steady, right around 350 hospitalizations statewide, nowhere near crisis levels in any part of the state right now.
And yet the numbers of we've got 510 dead as a result of COVID-19 in Wisconsin. What more can be done here? What do you see as actions we can take, or are we on the right path?
I think we're on the right path. I mean, this virus is going to be with us for a while, unfortunately. We can't hang around and, keep the economy shuttered until there's a vaccine. We just can't. We can't do that to the economy. We can't do that to people. There'll be far greater fallout from the impoverished state of the economy if we didn't get back to work and get back to some sense of normalcy, even though we're not going to be back to normal anytime real soon.
But can it be done better? Are there more testing? Is there more contact tracing? Is there more funds? Is there more of anything that needs to be done at this point?
Well, Governor Evers has $2 billion at his disposal. He set aside $1 billion for testing and tracing. I think the administration is doing a pretty good job of increasing testing throughout the state. I mean, I think we're up around 10,000-12,000 tests a day at some points here, which I think was the original goal of the administration. So I think we're in a good spot there. Contact tracing is obviously a priority as well, and I know the Evers administration is working hard on that. So I think we're on the right track.
Representative Jim Steinecke, Republican representing Wisconsin's 5th Assembly District. Freedom, Seymour, Hobart, what do you see where you are this morning? 1-800-642-1234. We have a committee of legislators who are going to have the final say, as I understand it, over any new statewide emergency rules that could come down the pike. What kind of plan are you looking for from the Evers administration here to address the coronavirus pandemic in Wisconsin? Or are you looking for the Evers administration to step back and let local control continue?
The Evers administration is not pursuing a rule. They withdrew that a week ago, so they decided not to try to impose any further statewide restrictions. And it's important for people to remember as well that those restrictions were due to expire this week.
Tomorrow.
So, and Evers administration said he was not extending the safer at home order beyond May 26th. So I think we're in a place that we would have been likely anyway. He decided a week ago not to pursue a rule. So there likely won't be anything.
You and your colleagues have said you don't think there should be the statewide rule now, and there won't be. How would you feel about if we did see a surge in cases? And as you mentioned before, when we reopen, we're going to see a surge in cases. There may be a push and a call for some more restrictions. Do you see a possibility of a statewide rule here?
I don't think at this point we can say predict the future, but I would say going forward, the most appropriate place are going to be the county and local health departments, because any of these spikes tend to be more localized in nature. So I think that's where we're going to see it. I mean, we had approached the Evers administration about doing a more regional plan, so we didn't shut down every corner of the state, but then restrictions could be enforced in a broader area than just county by county or municipality by municipality. But the Evers administration wasn't interested in that, so we couldn't pursue that any further.
While we don't know the future, you did say that when we reopen, we're going to see a surge in cases. We are pushing as we slowly reopen here, and we're going to see a surge in cases. And you know that inevitably when that happens, there will be a call to do something about it. And the question will be what action will be taken. And the answer will be we'll continue to look at our local level. Would there be a point, though, where the state legislature would get involved?
It's really difficult to say. I mean, now remember, when we talk about surge in cases, you're going to see a surge in cases. The important thing to keep an eye on is the hospitalizations, right? Because this was never about preventing people from getting the virus forever. This was about, you know, the safer at home. It was originally, 15 days to flatten the curve, if we remember that. By and large, we have done that. It was all about making sure that the hospitals weren't overrun and that they had time to prepare to have an influx of patients. So I think that's the point we're at now. And in the vast majority of the country where we're seeing states open up, we are not seeing massive spikes in infections or massive surge in hospitals. So we have to look at that data as well.
State Representative Jim Steinecke joining us for your state capitol report this morning. And if you have a question for him, we have a line for you at 1-800-642-1234. I'd like to know if you are a business owner, what you think about the state's reopening, what you think about the regional plans for our state as we move forward in this pandemic and try to get this economy back on track and people back to work. So if you have an inclination about this, how do you feel about the Supreme Court striking down the governor's safer at home order? Do you agree with the ruling? How do you want lawmakers to respond? Or should they respond at all at this point? And what do you see locally where you are? At 1-800-642-1234 or ideas at WPR.org. We're in the midst of your state capitol report. I'm Lee Rayburn, and you're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It's the State Capitol Report on The Morning Show. I'm Lee Rayburn, and my entire family owes an infinite debt of gratitude to Wisconsin's selfless long-term care workers. My grandmother and her sister were raised together, they fought together, cussed together, partied together, and they were able to lovingly die together after amazing lives that really deserve their own ballads. The ballad of Izzy and Rose, and there may be a few long-term care workers who know exactly what I'm talking about. Our guest is raising the alarm about the conditions inside our long-term care facilities and the workers' immediate needs right now. Assembly Majority Leader Jim Steinecke, also here to answer your questions at 1-800-642-1234. And State Representative, last week you sent a letter to the governor asking about our long-term care facilities. What did you have to impart to him, and what was his response?
Well, so the governor has, as I said earlier, the discretion to utilize that $2 billion that came from the federal government through the CARES Act at his discretion. He can unilaterally spread that money out however he wants. The point I was trying to make is that I think nursing homes should be at the very front of the list when it comes to getting resources through that CARES Act, because nursing homes are the places where we have seen 40% of the deaths here in the state. And obviously the most vulnerable population lives in those nursing homes. Unfortunately, Governor Evers so far has, although the announcement last week that he was allocating $100 million towards these efforts, the reality is we found out on Friday that only $24 million, so about 1.2% of the $2 billion, is actually going towards nursing homes to help them in their fight against the coronavirus. And I think that's unconscionable. I think there's about $400 million left out of that $2 billion that the governor has to spend. We are desperately encouraging him to provide more resources to those nursing homes.
So as he announced it, and he announced it last week, what you have seen paid out so far is a mere percentage of that announcement?
No, the $100 million, although it was reported as the $100 million was going to long-term care in very broad terms, nursing homes themselves are only going to get about $24 million out of that $100 million. And that $24 million reflects about 1.2% of the total, the $2 billion that he has to spend. So what we're saying is that we have one nursing home here in Kaukauna that this year alone will lose $3 million just on fighting the coronavirus. So $3 million in additional costs just because of the coronavirus. And the governor is only dedicating $24 million total for the entire state.
Is there anything the state legislature can do in that?
No, unfortunately, we have no control over how the governor spends that money. And as I'm sure you're aware, the state itself doesn't have the resources to spend money at this point because our surplus is gone and we're looking at likely deficits going forward. And unlike the federal government, we can't just print money. So we have to live within our means and look to the federal government in case we need additional resources.
Assembly Majority Leader Jim Steinecke joining us for the State Capitol Report. 1-800-642-1234 is the number to join the show. Greg from Sheboygan joining us this morning. Greg, you're on with Representative Jim Steinecke.
Hello. Good morning. I believe I was a biochemist for years. I'm retired now. And I worked in epidemiology, and I worked in virology, and I worked in microbiology, bacteriology. And I believe that when you have a virus like this that's so communicable, you have to have comprehensive testing. And I believe to open the state up prematurely, that the whole Republican legislature and the conservative judges are guilty of first-degree manslaughter and prairie death. I mean, it's obvious to me that it's stupid. So
all
you
right.
Have a good day.
Greg, thank you. Obviously upset about the situation, but...
Yeah.
Everybody feels a little powerless, right? Everybody feels a little helpless. And when you turn to people in power and you wonder, what more can we do?
Yeah, and I understand Greg's frustration. I mean, I think obviously that was a little over the top, but I understand where his frustrations and his fears are coming from because this is an incredibly difficult time for everybody. Mm-hmm. The truth is that we are hitting the goals that the Evers administration set out originally for testing, as far as being able to test 85,000 people a week. We are able to do that now, and testing has ramped up. And like I said, the administration is doing a good job of that. So I think we're hitting the right marks for testing. But I can completely understand where Greg's frustrations come in, because I think we're all feeling a little helpless in the face of something that we've never seen before in this country. Or at least not for 100 years.
Let's try it again. Jamie in Little Chute, you are on with Assembly Majority Leader Jim Steinecke.
Good morning, gentlemen. My question is a little bit more surgical, I guess. When now that we have a little bit more data behind us, and I don't really make this a party line issue that any one party made a mistake. I have zero issue with how we initially handled it. But now that we have more data and we're seeing the nursing home deaths in Wisconsin over 40%, in Minnesota 85%, I really don't understand why we don't have a more surgical approach to protect those elderly homes much more. And then at the same token, we're really holding back youth activities, young people's lives, when it really just, the data supports we're not doing enough in one, and we seem to be way too conservative in the other.
Thank you, Jamie. Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, and I appreciate that, Jamie. And maybe Jamie and my kids play baseball together, because I've been frustrated by that too. You know, the hardest thing is, you know, I'm a big baseball guy, and so are my kids, and not being able to get out on the fields has been difficult. But that's one of the, you know, to Jamie's other point about the nursing homes, that's exactly why we're frustrated with that, with the lack of resources going to nursing homes across the state, because they are exponentially higher at risk than anybody else at the state. We should be devoting a majority of the resources there. I mean, the governor gave, I think, over $400 million to hospitals, which is important, but hospitals have much more ability to raise revenue through other means. Nursing homes don't. And they are in trouble right now, and we're likely to see more and more closures of nursing homes throughout the state, with less places for our elderly to go, unless the governor steps up and allocates more of that $2 billion towards nursing homes.
We began this morning talking about the unemployment numbers in the state of Wisconsin and the difficulty that the unemployed are having in getting in contact with the Department of Workforce Development and get their unemployment insurance. Pam called from Green Bay earlier and wanted to talk about the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program, which we talked about earlier. And I'm wondering what you need to see or what needs to happen here for issues for the unemployed in Wisconsin to be addressed. What can be done and by whom?
Well, and this is, again, you know, something that I give the administration. I cut them some slack for, especially early on, is the massive influx of calls starting to come in for unemployment claims. I understand why they were behind the curve on that. I think they were far too slow on the uptake to expand hours for a long time. They were only working until 3:30 in the afternoon. Now they've expanded them to five, the hours till 5 o'clock and added some call centers, which I think is important. We've also suggested that they can bring more employees over, state employees. They have the ability to move state employees from one agency to another to help with the call load. They also have the ability to do what's called presumptive approval, where they could approve the claims up front and then do investigation afterwards to get the money out the door quicker. And if the claims were found fraudulent or denied, that they could claw back that money after. But we have far too many people in the state that have been waiting 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks for their unemployment money and have gotten nothing. And it's really putting some people in desperate situations.
Assembly Majority Leader Jim Steinecke, thank you as always for joining us this morning.
Absolutely. And happy Memorial Day. And thanks to everybody who has served or is serving and all the sacrifices they and their families have made. We really appreciate it.
State Representative Jim Steinecke, Republican representing Wisconsin's 5th Assembly District of the Kaukauna area, just north of Appleton. For more state politics, tune into Central Time this afternoon. Milwaukee State Representative Daniel Reamer joins us to discuss how Final Five and ranked voting works. It's more democracy. Is more democracy better? Find out later. Just ahead, while some people celebrate Memorial Day among family and friends outside on the grill, we discuss the history and the origins of the federal holiday. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Kate Archer-Kent. This has been the State Capitol Report on The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.